Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 7th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Boy Jones. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where realities of the past uncover the perspectives of our present. Today, we delve into a peculiar slice of Victorian history, exploring the tale of Edward Jones, infamously known as the Boy Jones, who gained notoriety in the 19th century for his repeated unauthorized entries into Buckingham Palace, ultimately becoming a peculiar footnote in the life of Queen Victoria. Imagine, if you will, a young lad, a teenager, skulking through the corridors of the most revered residence in Britain, not once, not twice, but three times. It's a storyline you'd expect from a Dickens novel, but this, dear listeners, is no fiction. The Boy Jones was very real, and his escapades, starting from 1838, challenge our perception of security and privacy during the seemingly impenetrable Victorian era. Now, let's set the scene. Queen Victoria has just ascended the throne. She's young, the symbol of a new era, and the public is both fascinated and obsessed with her. And then there's Edward Jones, a teenager with an unhealthy fixation on the young monarch. He's not after her jewels or her throne. His intentions, as history tells it, were driven by a bizarre idolization. Our protagonist, well, perhaps more accurately described as an antagonist, is estimated to have been born around 1824, making him about 14 years old during his first infiltration. The residence of the monarch was considered sacrosanct, an inviolable domain, and yet this boy had the audacity, the cunning, or perhaps just the innocent impudence to breach these sanctums not once but multiple times from 1838 to 1841. Listeners, have you ever acted on an impulse, a strange fascination perhaps, something that you knew was out of bounds? Reflect on that as we consider Edward Jones's motivations, as they were never entirely clear. Was it a teenage whim, a challenge, an obsession? The mind boggles. His techniques were varied, sometimes hiding under furniture for hours, other times adopting disguises, and even eating from the royal kitchen. He's known to have stolen an assortment of items like linen and food, but most disconcertingly, he once possessed a pair of Queen Victoria's underwear. Imagine being Queen Victoria, the most powerful woman of your time, and someone as insignificant as a teenage boy violates your privacy. It's alarming and bewildering, isn't it? The Boy Jones's escapades became the talk of London, and his court appearances were a spectacle. The public was both amused and shocked by his daring. Interestingly, despite his repeated trespasses, the Boy Jones was not treated with the severity one might expect. This leniency could be attributed to his age, his social status, or maybe an underestimation of his threat. Nevertheless, his actions eventually led to the implementation of more stringent security measures at Buckingham Palace. The government of the time took extraordinary steps to rid themselves of the Boy Jones problem. He was apprehended, tried, and incarcerated multiple times. With each subsequent release, he proved incorrigible, finding his way back to the palace grounds. His persistence was met with increasing desperation from the authorities, who eventually resorted to shipping him off to Brazil. But even then, his notoriety followed, and after being shunted around the globe, he returned to England only to be met with further legal troubles. Now, while the Boy Jones might seem like a comical figure from the past, his story raises timeless questions about security, privacy, and how society deals with those who don't conform to expected behaviors. Listeners, consider our modern-day scenario. The digital realm has become the new palace grounds and cyber intruders the contemporary Boy Jones. How do we protect our virtual spaces? Are we too fascinated with the lives of the famous to respect their privacy? Intriguingly, Edward Jones' latter life was shrouded in obscurity. He faded into the backdrop of history, his death in 1893 barely registering a mention. His antics, though, were immortalized in plays, books, and folklore, encapsulating the human fascination with the rogue characters of our stories. The Boy Jones remains an enigma, a young man who couldn't resist the lure of the forbidden and, through a mixture of foolhardiness and bravado, stepped into infamy and then vanished, his end as mysterious as his motives. As we wrap up this episode, let's ponder the dichotomy of Edward Jones' legacy. Does he represent a failure in the system or the sheer audacity of human spirit? And what about us in our contemporary palace of the internet? How do we keep the boy Jones at bay? If you're now intrigued by this peculiar Victorian rogue, I encourage you to dive deeper into the tale of the boy Jones. Perhaps you'll find a lesson in his story, or simply a moment of beguiling amusement. But whatever you discover, remember, history is often a mirror reflecting not just our past, but the issues and realities we still grapple with today. Thank you for tuning in to Wikipedia. If you're fascinated by this story, or have thoughts on privacy and security from Victorian times to the digital age, join the conversation on our social media platforms. Share your insights, anecdotes, or even your own brushes with the allure of the off-limits. Until next time, keep seeking knowledge, and may your curiosity always lead you to unexpected discoveries.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, The Boy Jones. Thanks for listening. See you next time.